In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. My beloved, I will share with you tonight two readings from the Bible. We have two books in the Holy Bible that carries ladies' names. The first one is Ruth and the second one is Esther. I'm going to read you a part from Ruth and then I'll move to read a part from Matthew 25. So, in the first chapter of the book of Ruth, now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. The name of the man was Elimelech. The name of his wife was Naomi, and the names of his two sons were Malon and Chilion from Bethlehem. And they went to the country of Moab and remained there. Then Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left, and her two sons now took wives of the women of Moab. The names of one was Orpah, and the name of the other one was Ruth. And they dwelt there for 10 years. After that, the two brothers died. Then Naomi arose with her two daughters-in-law. She might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Therefore she went out from the place where she was and here, and with her two daughters-in-law with her. And they went on their way to return to the land of Judah. And Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go return each to her mother's house. The Lord dealt kindly with you, as you have dealt with the dead with me and with me. The Lord grant that you may find rest, each in the house of her husband." Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voices and wept. And they said to her, "Surely we will return with you to your people." But Naomi said, "Turn back, my daughters. Why will you go with me?" And then they lifted up their voices and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. And she said, "Look, to your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law." But Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave you, or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I bury it. The Lord do so to me, and more else, if anything but death parts you and me." Then in the second chapter in the same book we read, "And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a man of great wealth, of the family of Elimelech. His name was Boaz. So Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi, 'Please let me go to the field and glean heads of grain after him in whose sight I may find favor.' And she said to her, 'Go, my daughter.' Then she left and went to and gleaned in the field after the reapers, and she happened to come to the part of the field that belonged to Boaz." And then we read that she met Boaz himself, and she found favor in his eyes. And then she fell on her face, bowed down to the ground, and said to him, "Why have I found favor in your eyes that you should take notice of me, since I'm a foreigner?" And Boaz answered and said to her, "It has been fully reported to me all that you have done for your mother-in-law since the days of your husband, and how you have left your father and your mother, and you have left your land of birth, and have come to people whom you did not know before. The Lord repay your work, and full reward be given to you by the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings you have come for refuge." And then, my beloved, I'll take you to Matthew 25. Here we read about the parable of the talents. Jesus said, "For the kingdom of heaven is like man traveling to a far country, who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one gave 5 talents, to the other 2, and the other 1, to each one according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise he who had received 2 gained 2 more. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled account with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, 'Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more beside them.' His Lord said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I'll make you faithful over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.' He also had received the 2, received the same message. Then he who had received the 1 came and said, 'Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours.' But his Lord answered and said to him, 'You knew that I reap where I have not sown, I gather where I have not scattered seed. Therefore you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers. At my coming I would have received back my own with interest. Therefore take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For everyone who has more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.'" So my beloved, if we dwell on the character of Ruth, you will find that she was a Gentile. She was not someone from Israel, and yet we find that a whole complete book in the Bible carries her name. If we ask ourselves what was the secret behind her character, we will say one simple word, which is devotion. She felt that God has put her in this place with Naomi. Yes, she lost her husband, but she kept devoted to the relationship to Naomi. She could easily, and she had all the excuses to go back to her own land, but yet she went against the odds and went to a foreign land, to the land of Israel, so that later on, we read in the Bible that she got married to Boaz, who became the father of Jesse, and Jesse became the father of David, and so on. We find that Ruth became to be one of the names mentioned in the tree of life to Christ himself. If Ruth would not have done this, we would have never heard about someone called Ruth at all. So the word devotion here means that God has put me in a place trusted to relationships or something in my life that I feel devoted to, regardless of how major or minor it is, but I am devoted to it. If we go with the same concept to the parable we just read about those who received the talents, we will find the same concept. God has given each one of us 5, 2, and 1 according to our own ability. And all what he asks us to do is to devote ourselves to serve and trade with these talents. Regardless of how many talents do I have, the essence and the reward is based on how devoted and faithful I am. Unfortunately, my beloved, so many times we forget about the talents that God has given us, and we always think about the outside, what we don't have. And in doing so, we forget about what we have, and we neglect it, and we make it to be jeopardized. So the essence of the message is that be devoted and be faithful. And concerning the number of talents, it doesn't matter, because he who received 5 and he who received the 2, they both received the same message. Well done, you faithful and honest servant. You have been faithful over little. I'll make you faithful over much. Come into the joy of, or the feast of your Lord. But he who had the 1 talent, he hid it. and he didn't do anything with it. He neglected. If he would have done the same like the other two servants, he would receive the same message. And God has given us different talents, not equally, because he knows our ability. Because when he gave the talents, each one according to his own ability. So God would never give us something that he knows that we would not be able to carry or we would not be able to be faithful with. So regardless where I am in my life, regardless what I have as talents in my life, God has put me in this place for a purpose. You might think in your life now that you would be dreaming and hoping that things would be different, that maybe you would be with different people in different places, working a different job, having different family, having different kids, to the end of the list of only if, only if, only if. And in doing so, we are always looking at the other side of the fence, neglecting our own ground and where the talents have that has been given to us by Christ. But God knows that he put me in this place with the same exact circumstances that you and I have for a purpose. And only if I have been doing my due diligence every day, being faithful to the little that I have every day, God will give me the reward at the end. It requires devotion, it requires faithfulness, it requires patience, because the fruit does not come very quickly. So my beloved, it doesn't matter what you're doing. As someone said, God is not interested in what you're doing. God is interested in how you do it. If you do it with faithfulness, if you do it in honesty. So therefore, we will look at the example of our mother who we bade her farewell to heaven. We look at someone who know exactly what the meaning of devotion. We might be busy in education, in advancing in careers, in making all the achievements in life, and you know how competitive life is becoming nowadays. But honestly, it comes down to the essence of how devoted you are in what has God given you today in your hands. And you can name whatever he's giving: family, work, service. Whether it's big or small, whether it's noticeable or not, it doesn't matter, because he knows everything. And in front of him, there is nothing small or major. This is our own scale that we say, this is big, this is small, this is major, this is minor, this is important, this is not, and so on. But the essence here is that how devoted I am. And honestly, all the years that I have known her, I have always come to feel how devoted of a person she was. So we are looking at an example. And honestly, all the day today I've been thinking about the message that I will share with you. And I felt that bringing this two simple words about devotion and faithfulness, it's an example that it's all of us are called to follow and to live with. Because at the end, we will stand before him saying, here it is, my Lord, the talents that you have given me. What did I do with it? So my beloved, it's a great blessing to have such examples around us in life. To feel that with simple things, people have done great jobs. We don't have to have great things in order to make great things out of them. You can start with a very small thing, but with devotion and faithfulness, you can bring them into great stuff with patience. May God give us the spirit of faithfulness and devotion with our kids, with our families, with our spouses, with our work, with our service, regardless of how they are or how big or small they are. Doesn't matter. Let me just give thanks to what God has given me today and recognize them as to be talents. And I say, I need to be devoted in this, in where I am, in exactly what I am, in exactly what I'm doing. There is no what if or only if. It is no only if this would be different. No. God knows exactly that he puts me in this place with those people in these circumstances for a reason. Maybe we don't know the reason for it today, but definitely we'd know it. So I pray that God would give us that this sense of devotion and faithfulness and patience, so that we will follow these great examples. On behalf of myself and Abuna George and all of us at St. George, I would like to offer our deep condolences to the family, the beloved family, each one of the members. This was not only your mother or your grandmother alone. This was a mother for all of us. I always felt the connection and the love and the kindness and everything. Everything was in her. I can't forget the call on every feast, even if she was not in Ottawa. I never forget. She would be in miles and miles away, but she'd pick a phone and call and say, "I'm calling to tell you كل سنة وانت طيب." And I feel like it became like to be one of the rites of the feast, that I know that Madame Violette will call me on that day. So for me personally, she was not just a person, no. She was a mother, and I loved her so much. So I'm sure that she will continue her prayers. And I'm sure that for a person of this talents and this devotion and this faithfulness, I'm sure that I'm very sure that where she is now, as for everybody here as well. So when we bid farewell for a pillar like that, we don't feel sad. We don't feel sad at all. We feel that we have now a new intercessor in heaven. She prays for us. Maybe she was giving me a call once every few months. Now she will be in touch with us every day. So we offer our deep condolences to you. And we pray that God will give you peace and comfort. And give us the sense that we learn from all these examples. And I'm telling you, around us there are so many examples of this kind, but we don't know much about them. But God only knows. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.